Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 31st of October, and recording at 5:40 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. That's a little early for me, but I'm going to function tonight. Trust you won't mind the earlier broadcast. Okay, so first the highlights of the day. Stock markets mixed in here, looking a little overstretched, looking to be due for a consolidation. Wall Street, incidentally, is down at the moment, but it's tended to do that quite a bit in recent days and then close strong. And there's plenty of time to go between now and the close, so we will see. But my basic message is that we're due for a consolidation here, but there are other factors that have lent steadying to stock markets quite recently. One of them is the weakness of the oil price. But this is supposed to be the highlights, so let me move on. Government bonds, steady, firm, I should say, in here again today. They're buying into this weaker growth script, and also I think taking heart from the weakness of the oil price. That fell another dollar in here today, a little bit, fell a dollar and a quarter at one stage. The spot crude is currently 57.41. That's right around the old low, or maybe just fractionally below the old low for the continuation chart. The individual contracts have seen new reaction lows. We've also got the gasoline and heating oil following through on the downside as well. More about that in a moment. In terms of currencies, the dollar is a little bit steadier in here today. Precious metals, they were doing fine until oil started to tank once again. That produced some volatility. Incidentally, it stopped out half of my silver position, which is annoying. Again, I've said, you know, in this choppy range, I'm not prepared to take much of a risk. And when prices push up a bit, I do put in those break-even stops and or slightly better, and so I've been knocked out of half of my silver purchase here today, and then the price promptly bounced straight back up. But that's the way they move. If I didn't mind taking a little bit more risk, I could just leave it alone, as I've often done in the past. But with oil still on the defensive, I'm taking a bit more of a cautious view. And what else do we have here? Grains and beans, a little bit of profit taking here. It's been led by wheat, which had led on the upside. Okay, where are we? Well, I think I've already pretty well said it in terms of global stock markets, that they had become a little bit overstretched. As of last Friday, we began to see the first of some small downward dynamics that suggested to me that we were probably moving into a corrective phase. I don't think we're going to see much on the downside. It's just a little pause and consolidation. I don't see anything out there on the horizon at this immediate time that would make it much worse. In other words, produce a bigger correction. And I also maintain that stock markets are technically much, much more healthy right now than they were back in May. Back in May, we'd had a three-year-plus run on the upside for most markets without any interruption. That was long in the tooth. The shakeout had pretty much of a cleansing effect, and we've also moved from an adverse period seasonally to a very favorable period seasonally. So I like all of that. Nevertheless, I have lightened in here a tiny bit recently, some of it, most of it voluntarily, in getting out of the Swiss market index and on Monday, and then also adding a little bit of a hedge short on Friday in the S&P futures contract. But I'm not looking for much, as to repeat myself, on the downside. Now, in the past, I have mentioned you could see those inflationary pressures out there on the horizon, and I was talking about the grains. They're currently consolidating, but I think that will come back and be a problem again. I was talking about the industrial metals, which have been very strong, but I've said all along that the big one is oil. And I had felt that oil had bottomed out as of last Friday. I was saying that oil had bottomed out because we had seen it lose downward momentum and we'd seen another dynamic on the upside. But I've been wrong in that forecast because as of yesterday, that big downward dynamic, that really was a bit of a shocker for those of us who've been looking for bottoming and ranging support building in here at these levels. It was particularly shocking regarding that heating oil contract. That was the biggest move. Now, we had the story about seasonally warm weather, and incidentally, all these contracts are seeing some downside follow through in here today. Not a lot, but any follow through is supporting the bearish hypothesis for these commodities in the short term. But seasonally warm weather was mentioned as a factor, and something I've mentioned before on a number of occasions. I'm not big on conspiracy theories, but it's a kind of a no-brainer that the Republican Party, with this behind in the polls and with this important election coming up in which they could lose both of the houses of Congress to the Democrats, would desperately like to see the gasoline price, the heating oil price, crude oil price down through that election, which I believe is on the 7th of November. So that may well be a factor. It'll be very interesting to see what happens to oil shortly after that election. Again, I've been saying that I felt we were in a bottom area here, but if I go on saying that and the price is deteriorating, one's losing credibility on this. I'll put it this way: right now, these contracts are still pressuring and eroding support, and it's now for the bulls to prove if this is a bottom area. In other words, the latest action, the last dynamic. And I'm a big believer in back the last dynamic, at least in the very short term. Last dynamic was bearish, so it's all for the bulls to prove here. Now, taking a medium to longer term view, what I have been saying for a very long time is that oil and a number of other commodities were in predictable medium term corrections, and those can last a long time. They can last anything from a few months, which we saw with the industrial metals, or less, before they began to push upwards again. But occasionally we see these medium term corrections last for a year or two, but it's very rare to see them last for more than 3 years within a secular trend. And I do maintain that oil is in a secular upward trend, and that a synchronized global economic recovery, strong demand, with the important marginal change occurring in the demand for oil coming from these booming emerging markets with large populations led by China and India. You know that story. That just means that the demand for oil goes up and up and up. And of course, yes, you get temporary conditions of oversupply, which may well often be weather related, but they are temporary. And in terms of the big supply and elasticity meets rising demand theme, I think that has a long way to go, and that oil is closer to an important low, or that the next big move, I should say, is going to be upwards. But right now, as of today, here, Tuesday, Halloween, 31st of October, these markets are still, these petroleum markets are still probing for lows. Okay, moving on to currencies. As I said, the dollar has steadied up a little bit, but remember that had taken a beating last week, in particular. And we're not seeing anything that looks like an upward dynamic yet, but it still remains range bound. The dollar is range bound. And in terms of the US dollar index, it's mostly in the sort of 87 to 84.50, 85 area. Okay, precious metals, they want to go up, but oil is a strong headwind. Interestingly, they sold off as oil started to move on the downside, reversing rallies, in other words. And then they picked up again. Well, actually, gold had not rallied earlier on in the day. It was down a little bit. So let me correct that, that they were mixed in here earlier today. Some small declines. Then the oil price, as the oil price weakened, the precious metals fell, but then they bounced back. For instance, gold, currently 605.10. That's the spot bullion price, 605.10. The range on the day has been 598.50 on the low, and 606.75. So it's only $1.65 below the high that we've seen in here today. As I say, they want to go up, and quite possibly following the lead of the industrial metals that we're seeing here, also influenced perhaps by the dollar's recent weakness. But I don't think they can go up a lot, and I think they will eventually go up a lot, but they can't do that, I don't think, until that oil price starts to strengthen, and we're definitely not seeing that today, as you already know. Okay, grains, overstretched, due for a bit of a consolidation. I think they will come back and show further strength. Some of the livestock contracts are coming off lows, quite strong at the moment. And I think that's pretty much it. So I'll just wish you all a happy Halloween and say all the best.